But God put a spirit in your belly. And that spirit is just like God. And you have the ability feeding faith-filled words in your spirit to develop your spirit man that you can operate above circumstances. Circumstances has never been designed to rule mankind, especially the one that's born of God. You are to rule by words of faith, motivated by love. If there's no love behind what you're doing, your words will not go far. Your faith won't work. And your words become ineffective in what you're saying. But if you walk in love, because God is love and God is in his word, God is in and God is a spirit, right? And if you walk in love, your faith will work when you speak. And doubt not. What did Jesus say? What did Jesus say? What did he say? That whosoever will say and doubt not in his heart. That means you got a choice. You can believe or you can doubt. The devil can't make me doubt and you can't make me doubt. I have to choose to doubt. He may influence me. He may influence you to doubt, but you can choose to believe in the face of stuff that's coming against you, trying to make you doubt. You ever been hurting before? Pain. And you know what the word said? Your flesh said, I don't want to say that. I'm hurting. But you still can say, I'm healed. You can still say, I believe. You can still, even though you're hurting, you still can, you might not want to do it, but you still can say it, can't you? So you can speak in the midst of your poverty-stricken situation. You can say, I am rich. That's where it starts. In your condition, your weak pain is shooting through your body. You can still say, I am strong. But the enemy will try to condemn you. How, if you're so strong, why are you hurting? You just keep listening, see what's going to happen here. Because I'm not going to change because of the pain. I'm not going to change because of the pressure. I'm not going to change. I'm going to keep saying what God said because I believe God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have been hoodwinked in a lot of ways. It's time to get away from the hood and the wink. And let's get on the page with God. Hallelujah. It's time to rise up and do some damage to the kingdom of darkness. He'll put you down too long. Made you feel like a reject, a has been, a won't be. But I come to tell you, you're a new creation. Hallelujah. You have been born again. You have been given authority in this earth to rule. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. So if you can... bear with me. I'm going to pull a full page because this is a lots of reading. But I want you to listen. Here's a man with a circumstance. I say a man, lad, young boy, teenager. And I will point out some things. Here's a lad All these grown men in the army ducking, running, and hiding. If you would turn with me, I'm reading this from the King James, 1 Samuel 17. 1 Samuel 17, 24. I may skip and I may not. I'd like to read the entire chapter. And if you do yourself a favor, you can go and read it. But I want you to see this young lad just kept saying. I want you to notice that he just kept saying. The devil said something, he kept saying. And in this, David represents the kingdom of God. And Goliath represents the kingdom of Satan in this particular passage of scripture we are going to read. Are you ready? And all the men of Israel, they saw the man. Now listen. Notice they said men. All the men what? Of Israel. When they saw the man talking about Goliath, fled from him and were so afraid. And this wouldn't happen to too many Christians. So afraid. You do not need to be afraid of anything. And I can tell you something that most of us are afraid of. And that's just, I don't know whether it's natural human instinct, but because of the stuff they've been told by just about everybody you see is scared of a snake. If I come up here with a snake in my hand, the church will empty out. I'll be up here preaching by myself or with just with that snake. The doors will find exit real, the people feel the exit real quick. If I lock the door, I'm gonna get some broke glass. But anyway, I told it once before and I don't want to leave my thought. But my mother, in those days, we was the kids at home. We had, they walled the ceiling and all the walls, they put paper on them, you know, try to block the wind because they put those boards up. And some of them wasn't tongue and glue. It's just boards you put together. Well, they put the paper, they didn't know anything about insulation. And so that's what they were doing. And so we had we had paper in the ceiling and paper on the wall. And you know how a rat get in the wall in your house. That's an aggravating thing you could have, crawling around the wall, scratching and cutting and going. So she got her fly swatter. She was trying to kill him. She hit up there, try to hit him. And she kept hitting, and she hit one time, and a snake fell out the loft on the floor. Listen, the screen door was hooked. She went through it, and it was still hooked. Mama, did you hear that? I mean, she was outside on the porch, and that door was still hooked. She went through it. I don't know where in the world, how did I get off on that? But anyway, let's get back over here. They were the, and all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, they what? Fled from him. Why? They were so afraid. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to the fire, Israel is to come up. Defy Israel to come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him great, with great riches, rather, and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. Other words, he was going to, any man would kill Goliath, what he was going to do, give the young man a good set off. He's going to give him his daughter. Also, he'll make his father's house free. That means he wouldn't have to pay any taxes. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it? So verse 26, and David spake to the men and stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and that taketh away the report from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised? Notice how David, this is a lad now. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Notice he didn't say Israel, he said the living God.